Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This is Evangelist Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning into our broadcast today. Today I want to continue talking about how the Father is making room for us. On Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we talked about the blessings of the wilderness and how after the wilderness comes promotion. Yesterday, we talked about how the Father is making room for us after the wilderness in that promotional level. So go with me to Esther chapter 2. The Father's about ready to make room for Esther. Verse 12, Esther's trying to be the queen, auditioning, so to speak. In verse 12, when every maid's turn was come to the king, Ahasuerus, after she had been 12 months according to the manner of women, for so were the days of her purification accomplished, to wit, 6 months with the oil of myrrh, and 6 months with sweet odors, with other things for the purifying of the women. See, the Father is preparing you for your new promotional level to make room for you. And she has so much favor. In verse 16, Esther was taken into King Ahasuerus into his house in the 10th month, which is the month Tebet, in the 7th year of his reign. So the number 10, whenever you see the number 10 in the Bible, or a number divisible by 10, it means that the Father is ready to cut something off. So anything that would try to stop Esther from becoming queen was cut off. Verse 17, and the king loved Esther above all the women, and she obtained grace and favor in his sight more than all the virgins, so that he set the royal crown upon her head and made her queen instead of Vashti. And we know that Haman wanted to kill all the Jews. He was really angry at Mordecai, who would not bow down to him. And he tricked the king into signing a decree in verse 12 of chapter 3. Then with the king's scribe called on the 13th day of the first month. That's Nisan 13. It's very important. And the decree was signed. Now, Mordecai found out about it and went to Esther. Most of you know the story of Esther. Esther told them, verse 16 of chapter 4, go gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan, and fast ye for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise, and so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law, and if I perish, I perish. Chapter 5, verse 1, now it came to pass on the third day that Esther put on her royal apparel, and she's going to go before the king. The decree was signed on Nisan 13, now it's Nisan 16, and she's ready to go in before the king. And the king stretched forth his golden scepter, which is very important, because if he didn't, the person could be killed if they came in unannounced. And he even said to her, whatever I can do for you, even half the kingdom, I'll give it to you. And she wanted Haman to come to a feast that night. Haman, her, and the king. That's exactly what happened. At the end of that feast, the king said, what else can I do for you? Well, I want Haman to come into a feast tomorrow, just the three of us. And that was Nisan 17. And Nisan 17 is a tremendous day, according to the Father, because Nisan 17 is when the Red Sea was opened up. Nisan 17 is when the Ark landed on Mount Ararat with Noah and his family. Nisan 17 is when Yeshua rose from the dead. It's just a very important date. So here on Nisan 17, it's a day of deliverance and what happened, and a day of raising the Father's people up. So what happened, Haman, it was revealed to the king what Haman had done, and the king had him hanged on the gallows that he had prepared for Mordecai. But it's so important, as here, Esther, the Father made room for Esther. It's just so incredible. She came out of nowhere. In Esther chapter 9, verse 12, and the king said unto Esther the queen, the Jews have slain and destroyed 500 men in Shushan the palace, and 10 sons of Haman. What have they done in the rest of the king's province? Now what is thy petition? And it shall be granted thee. What is thy request further? And it shall be done. Now the king is approaching her. What can I do for you? She didn't have to approach the king. The king is approaching her. Look how the Father made room for her. And he wants to do the same thing for you. Making room for you. Yeah, please turn with me to Exodus chapter 3, starting verse 1. Now, Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain, the Father's mountain. And maybe you feel like you're in the backside of the desert and there's no hope and feel you have no purpose. But he's about ready to make room for you. And then the Father talked to him in verse 7. I've surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and I've heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. And I'm come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land unto a good land, and a large unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites. See, he's ready to bring him out of something into something better. He's about ready to make room for his people in a new land. And Moses didn't know how he was going to do it. But in verse 14, the Father said unto him, I am that I am. See, the Father will be anything that you need him to be to get you into that promised land, to your purpose and your destiny. Allow him to push you into the place that he has prepared for you. Allow him to position you. He's making room for you. It may not seem like it in the natural, but once he moves, the super overcomes the natural and it becomes the supernatural, and he'll win for you. And look what happened in Exodus chapter 14. They're at the Red Sea. Now, there seems to be no way, but the Father's ready to make room for them. And the 600 chosen chariots, Pharaoh and came against them and tried to bring them back. Verse 13, Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still and see to your salvation of the Father, which he will show you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more forever. The Father is going to fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. See, he's about ready to make room for his people in the promised land. And he did. He opened up the Red Sea for his people and closed it on the enemy. He's just so powerful and so tremendous. Go over into 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 17, starting verse 1. Now the Philistines gathered together their armies to battle and were gathered together at Succoth, which belonged to Judah, and pitched between Succoth and Hazekiah, and he pieced them in. And Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together and pitched by the valley of Elah and set the battle on the way against the Philistines. See, the Father is about ready to make room for David. He came into a battle that nobody else could win. But the Father. But the Father found somebody who had realized that the battle wasn't over them or their army, but over the Father. This Philistine, Goliath, was insulting the Father and coming against, defying the Father. And so David was the only one that realized that the battle wasn't his. It was over the Father. And the Father was going to win. And that's exactly what happened. David threw a stone, and the power of the Father was so strong behind it, it killed the Goliath. And just to make sure, he just cut off his head. You see how the Father made room for David. People are talking about what the king's going to do to the man that kills the Goliath. And David said, tell me again what's going to be done. He knew there was no way that Goliath was going to be standing. He knew that the Father would take care of Goliath. He had a practice kind of faith. He said, the Father's anointing came upon me, but a lion and a bear attacked my flock. But the Father used me to destroy them. And this Goliath is nothing to my Father. So you got to measure what's coming against you to the power of the Father. Everything was created by him and for him, and by him all things consist. Everything, Satan, principalities, powers, mights, dominions, were created by the Father and for the Father, and by him all those things consist. So you got to measure again the natural to the power of the Almighty. And you see that there's no contest. There's no contest. Satan works for the Father. The Father controls Satan. He's only allowed to do what the Father wants him to do. He was already cast down. He's going to be chained forever. Right now, he reports to the Father and always will. But the Father controls him. So it should really comfort you to know that whatever's coming against you in the natural, just defy it. Don't deny it. Defy it, because the Father is greater than the natural. And the super will overtake the natural and become the supernatural. It's just so powerful. So this message today is showing you that the Father wants to make room for you. Turn your flesh over to him. Allow him to mortify the deeds of your flesh, conform you into the image of Yeshua, and he'll make room for you. He'll position you in the right place where you feel comfortable. You should feel comfortable in the ministry. And if you don't, you're out of place. But another thing I want to talk about, I've been talking all week about this at the end of my broadcast, that I have a message on my website, henrywalker.org. Click on messages, about divorce and remarriage. Is a very important topic, and it's been misunderstood, miscommunicated. And if you read my article and then go to the Word and then go to the Father, you'll see what he wants you to do. Because if people are telling you that, well, you're divorced and you can't get remarried, you really need to look at my article and read it and study it and go to the Father. Because you can't base your walk with the Father on what people say, with their interpretation of the word. You got to go back to the Greek word and see exactly what it says. And if you're in a marriage and you're contemplating divorce, you need to read my article. And don't let people, you know, just bind you up with their doctrine, their tradition. Seek the Father. Because he really wants you to have peace in your marriage. He wants you to have peace at home. Whether you're married or not, he wants you to have peace. But let's go to Father in prayer right now. Put your hand on the radio. Father, I just thank you. And one more thing I want to say is about, I've been telling people about this Kingdom Now doctrine before I pray. This Kingdom Now doctrine where people believe that we believers will set up a kingdom on this earth before Yeshua comes back. Incidentally, I use Yeshua. That's Jesus' Hebrew name when he's on the earth, Yeshua. And so they believe that we believers will set up a kingdom before Yeshua comes back. And we have dominion over people, dominion over the government. The only person we have dominion over is Satan. Also camouflage in this name it, claim it. Because when the Father puts things in our heart, he gives the desires of our heart, then we can claim it. If he gives it to us, you just can't go around claiming, claiming, claiming. It becomes like people think that they're little gods. And you have to be very, very careful. And just listen very attentively to people who are preaching to you. And just run away if that's the doctrine, because it's demonic. It's lifting man up, just like Satan was lifted up in pride. And you got to run away from it. And Paul said, in him we both move and breathe and have our being. We need him every second of the day. But let's go to Father in prayer right now. Father, I just thank you for the people that are listening. Put your hand on the radio as a point of contact or just agree with me in prayer. Father, touch the people right now. Do a miracle of healing, deliverance. Bless them where they need it the most, Father, in their finances, in a job, in a house. Bless them right now, Father. Touch them right now where they need it the most. In the name of Yeshua. Amen. I want to tell you some more about this ministry. Again, this is Evangelist Henry Walker. I have a website, again, henrywalker.org. And as I mentioned before about that message, divorce and remarriage is a powerful message. There's other great messages on there. Women Be Loose is a powerful message. The truth about women in ministry is on that website, and you need to read it. It's very important. And also, I've written three books. One is called Seasons, which talks about the feast days of Yeshua and how he fulfilled every feast day. From the feast days, I can show you that he was born on a certain feast day, he died on a certain feast day, rose on a certain feast day, he ascended on a certain feast day, circumcised on a certain feast day, Jericho came down on a certain feast day. It's just powerful. Study. And also I've written a second book called Noon, which talks about the months of the year on the Father's calendar and how the things that he did in the Word on those particular months, he wants to repeat on those months, but you need to know when these months begins and end on the Gregorian calendar too. And so if you do that, if you have that book and work in conjunction with my biblical calendar page on my website, you can see when each month begins and ends up to year 2020, when each feast day begins and ends up to year 2020. And also in that book, I talk about the different hours of the day, how the Father did certain things on the hours of the day, and how he wants to repeat them on those hours of the day. There's a certain hour of the day when the Father and his healing anointing flows more than any other hour, and you need to know that. And you got to remember the day runs from 6 p.m. to 6 p.m. Genesis 1 says evening and morning were the first day. And my third book is called Demystifying the Trinity, which explains the Trinity, and it really comforts you. And you can get these books by calling me, but I want to sell you these books for $5 each, which is our cost, and no more. And also, if you have no money, I want to send them to you free. And you can get these books by calling me at 772-801-3677. 772-801-3677. That's 772-801-3677. Or go to my website, click on contact, and email me with your name and address. We'll get the books out. Also, remember this broadcast is on 7:15 a.m. and p.m. if you miss it. But also, you can go to WCNO.com, click on demand. If you miss any prior broadcast, go to the arrow and just scroll back and you'll find the broadcast. Also, if you want to make a tax-deductible donation to this ministry for the radio broadcast, just make it out to New Life Revival. Check them on your New Life Revival, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34979. And this address will be repeated at the end. So remember to next time, this is Evangelist Henry Walker saying, greater is he that's in you than he does in the world.
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available at henrywalker.org, or you can contact Apostle Walker at 772-801-3677, or you can write to him at New Life Revival International, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34979. Tired of raking your mulch back into your garden bed? Or have you replaced wood siding or a garage door because of rain damage? Gutter Guy Seamless Gutters, the rain drainage expert, can help. With 12 different colors to match your home's exterior, the Gutter Guy manufactures and installs 5, 6, and 7-inch seamless gutters. For repairs or gutters for the entire house, Gutter Guy is ready to service all your rain drainage needs. Gutter Guy, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is available at 334-3139.